Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to another edition of Rural Row, to the program where we gather every day at this time. Well, we do it Monday through Friday anyway. And what we do when we gather is continue to address the issues between food production and food consumption. I've got two guests today. The first one, Gerald Gohlerich, coming to us from Tioga, North Dakota. This past weekend, something significant happened at the GOP convention, and then Angel Cushing will be along. She's a freedom fighter from the Flint Hills of Kansas. But first of all, Gerald, thanks for joining me, and how are you?
Pretty fair, Trent, pretty fair. Fighting crime like usual. How about yourself?
You know, I think I'm going to steal that because you probably only use it once in a while, but I love that that concept of fighting crime like usual. We all need to fight crime.
Yes, we do. Got to try and do something to save this country.
Yeah, and too many times the crime is committed by policymakers, but that's not per se the topic today. There was a North Dakota GOP meeting, annual convention, this past weekend that I think every single state, quite possibly every country in the world, needs to take note about. What unfolded and what was the, really there was a boycott. So we'll just say there was a boycott and people took notice. How did this come together, Gerald?
Well, every year, I shouldn't say every year, every 2 years, there's a convention that comes together, and all of the NDGOP and the Democratic Party has the same convention. And so the NDGOP, it's an honor to be part of the NDGOP, and there are rules and privileges that you have to abide by to be part of the NDGOP. Well, most of the guys that run the state, the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, Ag commissioner, all these guys, they run with an R behind them, but they don't honor the endorsement process of coming to our convention and getting endorsed. And I shouldn't say they don't all do it, because some do, some don't. Well, this year, all the incumbents that were supposed to be at the Republican convention claimed to the Republicans, we heard through the grapevine, that they were not going to come. Julie Fedorchuk, our congresswoman, we heard she wasn't going to come. So several people, from what I'm told, invited her personally to try and come to this convention. And she refused to come. They didn't send proxies. They didn't send any other assistants. They didn't send anybody. And that was the attorney general. It was our secretary of state. It was the ag commissioner. And several other state representatives boycotted our convention, the convention that they get the Republican brand to run to the primary as a Republican. So at this convention, we were trying to figure out many different methods of what to do, how we could do it. Do we change the endorsing convention from an endorsing convention to a nominating committee or a nominating convention? And that way you bypass the primary by going with the nomination, because that's what the primary does, is once you win the primary, you're the nominated candidate to go to the general election. Well, if we at this convention would change endorsing to nominating, we have our nominated candidate now. Now it stands, they have the R, and they get to bypass the primary and go to the general election. So the Republican Party would not encumber the primary convention, bypass right to the general. Some of the higher ups in the party, the executive committee, thought it would be held up in court. We'd never pass a court of law. Republican Party has no money right now, so we wouldn't be able to fight it, because they think we need attorneys for every branch in the road we got to go around. In my view, we could represent that ourselves. We have a lot of smart people between the district chairs and the executive committee there. They could litigate this. I would think, and it won't cost us nothing. Cost us their time. So anyways, over the process of the last several months.
I'm going to ask you a question, Gerald, before we go on from here. Clearly, this was not just a last minute decision, because Clint Phelan 2 weeks ago called into KFIRE broadcast and was walking through how this was so disrespectful to the citizens of this state. So people knew this was in the works. Maybe this is speculation on your part, but why was the, I'm going to use the word boycott, from the incumbents within the Republican Party for this endorsement convention?
The boycott was, I think, in a large part because at one of our state committee meetings, we took the stance on a House bill. I want to say it was 1176. I might have that number wrong. But it was a bill on keeping pornography out of the eyes of children, having the pornography levels in all our libraries be in a special spot that it couldn't, that the children could not view. And they had passed the House and the Senate, and the governor vetoed it. And we're like, why would you veto a bill like that? And he came out with some excuse. I don't remember what it was. So in essence, we didn't censor the governor, but they took it as a censor. And they took it as slapping the governor's hands, and they got pretty mad about that. There was some scuttlebutt about it. And then at the that's part of the reason at the last convention, we kind of had our group of people that, you know, kind of overtook the convention. And we ran the convention. We have our people in place at the executive committee that run the Republican Party. And we don't follow the establishment rules all the time. The establishment wants to call the shots from the top, and we are our own brand. We're our own party. We call the shots within the party. The people are the kings of that party. And so we maintain that that is our party, but that's what we go by. And thank you, son. And that's, I think, in essence, why they boycotted, because we would control the convention, or thought we would control the convention. Our people would be there, and they would be, maybe they're afraid of being censored. Maybe they're afraid of, you know, they're not having a lot of good conversation with us because of what they've done and how they vote. So they didn't want to stand for the people, and they didn't want to come listen to what the people had to say to them. So in other words, they think they can stand over the top of us and not listen to the people that vote them into power.
Yeah, because
I guess my biggest boycott.
We have a tremendous number of, I assume, on both sides of the aisle, and we gotta get rid of this aisle, is my opinion. But that's a side note. We have a tremendous number of people within the supposed Republican Party, and I'm not talking about North Dakota. I'm talking about nationwide, who are no longer coming into the very districts they represent and having open meetings because they don't want to answer to the people. You're at a whole new level when this is your own party convention for endorsements, and you're afraid to face the people that you supposedly represent.
Yep. That's for sure. And they are.
And for the out-of-state, the people that don't know North Dakota, Governor Kelly Armstrong, currently the governor, and this is what we're talking about, was the House congressman for the state of North Dakota. You mentioned Julie Fedorchak. She took his spot when he became, well, he ran for governor, she ran for his spot, and that's how that all unfolded. So, I mean, this truly is an establishment.
It is. All the way it's an establishment.
Okay.
And they don't like it that our part of our group is has taken over the party. They even tried to get one of our guys to go to the chairman, ask the chairman to step down and just assume to take give the responsibility to a guy that was not voted in. They wanted us to just adhere to their policy and have their guy go in there and have our guy step down. They tried to ask that at one point in time.
We're going to get to exactly what happened, but I mean, this is elementary. The Constitution basically says the world is ruled by those who show up. By not showing up, they forfeit their right to be a part of the outcome. It's that simple.
Absolutely, it is that simple. And that's why I made that motion that day on Saturday.
What was the motion?
I made the motion to remove the Republican brand from the incumbents that did not come to the convention. It got put up on screen as candidates. I didn't catch it right away until the end, but my original motion, I thought, was to remove from the incumbents. Incumbents candidates are not that big a deal, but it will make a difference in the wording eventually. So we might have to change that to incumbents. But in essence, I just wanted to remove the R because they never came to the party. They did not get endorsed. They had nobody there to represent for them, and no reason why. And it passed. I mean, the crowd erupted, and it passed. And then they tried to bring it back again Sunday, and look at it again and overrule it, and it didn't pass then either. They never got looked up again.
I got to tell you, there's a bad case of policymakers ignoring what it is that the people want and listening to the money, the lobbyists, the campaign contributions. That stops now. Gerald Goldrick coming to us, and I know that people of Colorado, I know the people of every state in this country, Nebraska, we all think that this is just happening here. It's happening everywhere. That's why I wanted to share it. Before I turn you loose in this segment, I want to remind, and Gerald will be back here when we get back, but I want to remind you that the most tender beef on the planet comes from certified Piedmontese on the web, cpbeef.com. That's certified Piedmontese, cpbeef.com. More Roll Route after this.